Skilled nursing facilities provide a place for people to recover after they've been hospitalized for an illness, surgery, or injury. Champaign County has one of the worst shortages of skilled nursing beds in the state. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports on why Champaign is an outlier and what the county is doing to address the problem.
Jan Sherbert is a resident of Urbana. She and her husband were married over 40 years and have three daughters. In 2020, Sherbert's husband had a severe stroke and ended up needing skilled nursing care because he was paralyzed and unresponsive. After he was discharged from the hospital, he was sent to a facility an hour away because it was the closest bed available.
I had to drive an hour every day in the winter to see him. It was an hour there and an hour back. And of course, for all those people who've gone through these, you are emotional going, and you're even more emotional coming home. Every day I'd come home and I would just collapse in a heap.
Sherbert eventually decided to bring her husband home.
This was like maybe not even a week that I could put up with it. And if I cry, it's because I always do.
She went online to find information about how to take care of him. She says he was in bad shape and had lost about 40 pounds. After a year of home hospice care, Sherbert's husband died. Stories like hers aren't uncommon in Champaign County, which is dealing with a shortage of about 300 skilled nursing beds. These beds are often housed inside of nursing homes. Since 2019, three facilities that offer skilled nursing care have closed down. And it turns out, nursing home closures happen all the time in the industry, in part because they cost a lot of money to run.
So the whole focus is profit, and that's the problem.
That's Naoko Marumatsu, a professor of community health at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
Basically nationwide, there are private equity companies. They buy up lots of healthcare facilities, nursing homes, hospitals, many other things. They need to get profit and not to care for older people or people who need care.
Kathy Emanuel is the committee chair for Advocates for Aging Care, a grassroots organization in Champaign. One of their goals is to address the skilled nursing bed shortage. Emanuel says one reason these facilities tend to run out of money is they often rely on payments from Medicaid, the federal state health insurance program that covers low-income people, including elderly people who've run out of money due to long-term nursing home stays.
If you're there very long, you use up all your assets and you move to being Medicaid. In many cases in Illinois, the reimbursement for Medicaid is not even enough to cover the actual costs of providing that care.
Matt Newkirk says the skilled nursing shortage puts a strain on local hospitals. He's the director of home health and skilled nursing facilities at OSF Healthcare. When people can't be safely discharged after an injury or illness, Newkirk says they end up stuck at the hospital.
What we're running into now is the baby boomers that are getting to that age where they're going to start needing placement. Champaign County, you know, because there's not enough beds, it's just going to become a bigger and bigger and bigger issue for those hospitals in that area.
Emanuel says Advocates for Aging Care is working with the University of Illinois, Parkland, and Carle to get a new nursing home built in the county. Earlier this year, they received a $500,000 grant from the state of Illinois for the project.
We have been talking to some potential developers who would come in and develop a facility here if we can bring the community together to support that effort. We think we might be able to have put together enough of an incentive package to attract somebody here.
She says they're hoping to break ground on the new facility next summer and have it open the following year. The goal is to have about 120 beds, so it wouldn't completely solve the shortage, but it would be a start. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.